This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence, marking the 100th anniversary of a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that wiped out a thriving black community. Julie Walker reports from Associated Press.
A century ago, when 300 black people living in Tulsa's Greenwood District in an area known as Black Wall Street were killed at the hands of a white mob, their homes and businesses burned down. Biden is the first president to take part in a remembrance. At a vigil last night, Bernadette Hackman told KTUL-TV she came in from Chicago to take part.
It would be something that I can really share with my family and all my great nieces and nephews, and just help them to just understand you must know your history.
Historians say the massacre began after a black man stepped on a white woman's foot, but the story was blown up to include sexual assault. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's defense minister on Monday distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed a Gaza Strip high-rise housing an Associated Press office and other news outlets, saying the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In an article published over the weekend, the military chief of staff, Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi, was quoted as saying that the building was destroyed justly, and he did not give a gram of regret. The article also said Kohavi had told a foreign source that Associated Press journalists drank coffee each morning in a cafeteria in the building's entrance with Hamas electronics experts, whether they knew it or not. Associated Press called the comments patently false, noting that there was not even a cafeteria in the building. For more on the story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny asked a court yesterday to halt the hourly nighttime checks he's been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking to the court in a video link from prison, Mr. Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture. In the meantime, the head of another Russian opposition group that announced its shutdown last week said he was pulled off an airliner and detained by police yesterday. Andrei Pivorovov, the leader of Open Russia, said his flight was already taxiing for takeoff at St. Petersburg Polkovo Airport when it was halted and he was removed. A post on his Twitter account later said he'd been taken to the investigative committee offices on suspicion of managing an organization that has been determined to be undesirable. Now, a conviction for such activity could carry a prison sentence for up to 6 years. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said yesterday that Moscow is prepared to answer any questions the U.S. may have, including on human rights, at the scheduled summit between the presidents of the two countries next month. We have no off-limit topics, Lavrov said at a news conference. However, the minister said Russia would reject discussions on the basis of the international rule-based order, describing it as a discriminatory framework that holds the West as the arbiter in all spheres with everyone else expected to comply. The Biden-Putin summit is expected to take place in Vienna on June the 16th. A popular Chinese blogger will spend the next 8 months in jail under a new provision in China's criminal law that prohibits defaming martyrs. Qi Ziming was sentenced today in a courtroom in the eastern city of Nanjing. The court ordered the 38-year-old Qi to publicly apologize within 10 days, noting that he had openly admitted to his crime and apologized during an appearance on China's state-owned broadcaster CCTV back on March the 1st. Qi, who blogged under the pseudonym La Bixiaquio, told a series of blog posts suggesting more soldiers were killed in June of last year in border clashes with India than what the government originally reported. Dozens of medical workers protested in rebel-held northwest Syria yesterday against the granting of President Bashar Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. Rebels blame the Assad regime for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. The decision to give Syria a WHO seat came a decade into the country's devastating civil war. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.